This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're obliged this morning to explain a rule of the United States Senate. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has been speaking all night against Obamacare, but we're told this is technically not a filibuster.
Debate is limited, so he cannot talk to death a resolution funding the government passed October 1st. The Senate will vote to end debate today and may pass the measure within a few days.
But Cruz said he would talk as long as he could stand. By last evening, Senator Cruz was filling time reading a bedtime story to his daughters, who he hoped were watching on C-SPAN at home.
Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Cruz read the story well, but neglected to hold up the Dr. Seuss book so his kids could see the pictures. It's still not clear exactly how Congress will approve a measure to keep the government running.
But the Affordable Care Act is considered likely to survive, and the debate continues over its effects. The Obama administration contends the premiums will be lower than expected, but consumers may not like other parts of the plan, as NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Until now, the only premium information that's been released publicly about the Obamacare exchanges has been for states running their own, and in many, the rates have been lower than expected. Now, however, the Obama administration has released information for the 36 states where the federal government will operate the new exchanges in full or in part. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius told reporters the news for these states, too, is positive.
In many cases, premiums will cost significantly less than was originally projected.
Nationwide, administration officials say 6 in 10 Americans who currently lack insurance will be able to find coverage that costs less than $100 a month. And in some cases, available tax credits can make health insurance really inexpensive. For example, said Sebelius,
Dallas families earning $50,000 a year will be able to buy quality coverage for as little as $26 a month.
One reason for the lower-than-expected premiums is higher-than-expected participation by insurance companies. All year, it seemed that many insurance companies would stay on the sidelines, at least for this first year of the program. A few states and some counties within states will have only spotty competition. But administration officials say people in the 36 states where the feds are in charge will have an average of 56 plans to choose from, offered by multiple insurance companies. Larry Levitt of the Kaiser Family Foundation, who's been studying the development of the exchanges, says competition is the key to those lower rates.
Parts of the country that have a number of insurers participating and competing for business are coming in with lower premiums. So the market appears to be working.
But it seems that another reason that the rates are lower, at least some of them, is that insurance companies have limited the size of their doctor and hospital networks in some of the cheaper plans.
The lowest cost plans are coming in a lot lower than people were predicting because the networks are coming in with a lot fewer doctors and hospitals than people were predicting.
Robert Leshefsky is an insurance industry consultant and longtime observer of the healthcare system. Because the law requires all insurers to basically offer the same package of benefits, he says, varying the size of the network was about the only tool they had left to try to create a less expensive plan.
For example, in California, the lowest cost silver plan is one that has only about half the doctors and hospitals that particular health plan has in their standard employer network.
Silver being the second cheapest plan among bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. Leshefsky says that for people who are currently uninsured, these more limited network plans will probably be just fine. But for people who've been buying their own insurance, or if they've had employer-provided insurance, they're likely used to having a freer choice of doctors and hospitals, and they're going to find that comes with a price.
You're going to have to pay $100, $150 a month more than that to be able to get access to those kinds of networks.
Administration officials, however, dispute the idea that consumers will rebel against the plans with the narrower networks. Gary Cohen, the official at HHS who's overseeing the exchanges, told reporters that state insurance officials have a long history of regulating insurers, making sure that their networks have enough doctors and hospitals to provide adequate care.
They certainly don't want to get a bunch of phone calls from people who have coverage but can't get health care.
The data released by the administration likely won't settle the premium fight once and for all. The numbers are all averages. The premium you pay will depend on where you live, how old you are, how much you earn, and other variables. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.